Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts. Hello, and welcome to episode 11. I am Lisa Rhodes. We are shaking it up today. Anne will be talking with Troy Dixon, a student at Lexington High School, who will give her perspective on using the Chromebooks. Following the interview, Anne will spotlight some Google extensions to help students with efficiency and organizations. I have a few announcements and updates. In a few days, the new Hastings Elementary School will be open. Keep your eyes out for pictures and footage of the building project and all of the opening ceremonies. Phishing and spam continue to plague staff members. Remember, if it looks too good to be true, it's fake. No administrator is going to ask you to buy gift cards or run them an errand. Refer to announcements for the process to report these annoyances.
Hi, it's Anne, and I'm here with Troy, a student at the high school. Troy, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Troy. I'm in 10th grade, and I attend Lexington High.
Great. I'm going to talk to Troy about the Chromebooks. Troy, when did you receive the Chromebook?
I first received my Chromebook in 9th grade last year.
What did you use in middle school?
For middle school, we used iPads, and it was pretty cool, but yeah.
And do you think the Chromebooks are better or worse or different?
So, technology-wise, I prefer, iPads, but, the Chromebooks also give you more things to do. It's easier to type, it's easier to look something up rather than being on one screen, one surface. It's a lot easier to use, but for travel, I guess the iPads were lighter, but no complaints really.
And do you find that a lot of teachers are using it in class?
Yeah, a lot of them, but there's also a lot of teachers that use a lot of paper or prefer the computers. It really depends, but a lot of the time just the computer and Google Classroom.
Which do you prefer, paper or Chromebook or both?
For me personally, I prefer paper because it helps me get my ideas out rather than having to type. I'm not a typing person. I prefer to write because I can actually lay it out.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice a difference in the way that they're being used at the high school this year than last year?
Not really. I mean, it's really the same. It's just more work now because 10th grade's different than freshman year.
Hmm. Do you feel like it's different in different subjects now that you have 2 years?
Yeah.
That some subjects use it more? Or do you think it varies by teacher?
Yeah, it goes by teacher. I have the same English teacher, and we use it the same amount as last year, really. But she also does, paper, so once in a while we use paper, but we always just use computers for everything.
And you say you like organizing things on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Do you print things out at home? Or do you print things out at the library?
Yeah, so, a lot of my teachers, they just prefer me to just, press turn in on Google Classroom. But, if they give me the option, I'll just write it on paper and take a picture and post it to Classroom.
Do they give you that option?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
If I, tell them that, that's easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing, a web quest,
mm-hmm.
I hate that you have to go from one doc to the website. So I prefer to just look at the website and then write it down on paper.
That makes sense. All in one place
mm-hmm.
for organization. How about having it at home?
I mean, it's fine. But, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Just during, vacations or the summer, I don't really touch it. But other than that, it's fine.
Okay. What do you think about everyone having the same device?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, it's fine. But, there's teachers that have, problems with kids bringing their other computers, and I'm just it's not that big of a deal. At the end of the day, we're all doing the same work. It's not really any different advantages of any other device, really. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Isn't that a thing in class because the kids have nicer devices?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
But, I guess they're nicer, but it's also just, That's just what they prefer, so...
It's not a big deal?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay. Are there any special tools that you use? You mentioned organization. There are a bunch of extensions that help with organization.
Yeah, I mean, there are, but I don't really use them because it's just a lot when I can just get a pencil and paper and just do it myself. But, like, I use, like, templates for some stuff, like, on docs. Like, when I was writing my resume, I used that and, like, cover letters and like, all those type of things. I use the templates, but I don't really use, like, anything special.
And is there any cool project or a project that you're proud of that you've done the last 2 years?
On computer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did... I was in... it wasn't Tech Apps. What was it last year? You know, Mr. Unger?
Accounting?
No. It was a technology class, basically. And we did Photoshop. And I made a collage of, like, all my friends, and I just put it in one, and it was pretty cool. And we made websites, and that was pretty cool, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know he taught that. Did you, was that an elective?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Will you take something like that again?
Yeah, maybe. He was a cool teacher, so, I mean, he really would just, like, say, look, on Google Classroom and just figure it out, and he'll answer questions, so it was a chill class, but...
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to share?
Not really.
No?
No.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and good luck with the rest of the semester.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anne again, and today I'm going to share some helpful organization extensions for Chrome. Many of these were requested by students to help keep them focused while working on their Chromebook. One tool is BlockSite. BlockSite allows you to turn on the extension and add sites that you'll know you'll find distracting while you work. You can set a timer, and what happens when you click the site is you'll get a funny message saying, hey, go back to work. Many people find it useful. Another great tool is Session Buddy and Toby. Both are extensions that help you organize your tabs in Chrome so that you can save them for later and come back to them. Toby also allows you to share your tabs with another person. You can find these and other tools in the Chrome Web Store under Lexington Ma.
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at lextechin10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.